Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Now, you wouldn't know it in my studio because the clock still says 3 o'clock. If I had a producer... Hey, it is just a delight, a joy, a privilege, an honor to welcome my guest today. One of my favorite people on all the planet, Ron Tiarina with the Ridge Project. Ron, I am just delighted you can be here.
Well, I am not only blessed and privileged to be here, but just honored myself to be in your studio, in your presence. And you know what? As long as you know what time it is, we're all good.
Yeah, it says 3:07. One of these days I'm going to get around to change. But hey, I got clocks at home. Yes, I haven't changed yet either. So anyway, Ron, I want to get to the big gala that you're hosting on Thursday night, April 2nd. I want to encourage my listeners to register, and I hope you can still have it with this coronavirus hysteria going around. But first... I would imagine most of my listeners are familiar with your story, but for those that are not, give me the capsule, just a brief summary of the incredible story that God has made out of your life.
When I look at my story, when I look at the where I get to be today and where I am, I stand in awe every day, and nothing but praise and glory unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because when he called me from a pit. Oh, I found myself in prison for a crime I didn't commit. And I'm screaming, I'm yelling, why? And then the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me and show me, this is why. And not many people, when they go through trauma or a type of an experience like we experienced, my wife and I served 15 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. And my sons were 3 and 4 when I went into prison. And now they're in full-time ministry with us. And it's to see what we get to do today. Not many people get their answer, why this is happening to me. And we are so fortunate and blessed that despite what happened to us, it happened because what they meant for evil, God meant for good. And he was able to take our life, our experience of 15 years from incarceration, from the entitlement mentality, from living on welfare and having that poverty and that living lifestyle, because you know, before on my BC days, I was a lame. I was trying to hustle and playing music and not paying my bills. Being a young man and acting like I'm single, I'm married, I got kids at home. So I know that God, by His grace, I am a byproduct of a lot of people ministering to me, but a product prior to me being born of what God said I was going to be before I hit this earth. And he created in me an unction to want to save families.
You were not a believer when you went to prison.
I was a backslider.
Okay.
I was a backslider. I grew up Pentecostal, but never practiced what they were teaching. I grew up in a home where it was just an alcoholic house. My dad was a great employee. He worked jobs, but unfortunately, he also worshipped the alcohol god. Now my parents are born again today. But it took penitentiary for me to really understand that penitentiary wasn't my mausoleum. It became my monastery. And I began to fall in love with the Word of God and fall in love with Jesus. And he says, I've always been here with you.
How long after you were sent to prison, and again, for something you did not do, and we know that's not, you know, everybody in prison is innocent, of course, but you really were. How long were you bitter and angry in prison? How long were you shouting at God, why did this happen to me?
You know what? It was not how long. It was how often.
Okay. All right.
And because there would be times in my journey where at the beginning I'm bitter, I'm screaming, and then I'd fall in love again with Jesus. I'd be showered with grace, and then all of a sudden I'd be hit with the reality I'm in prison. I start getting angry again, and I start throwing a temper tantrum. Then all of a sudden the love of God would cover me, and he would begin to speak to me with his words. And then another thing would happen. It would trigger up the hard reality that, my gosh, I'm not with my sons, I'm not with my wife. And then again, the Holy Spirit would then minister to me and say, okay, let's go through this again, you know, until I finally came to a place where it wasn't a part where, can you live with it? No. Can you grow in it? despite being here.
You know, Ron, I have heard your story many times. This is the first time I've heard this. This is the first time I've heard this. I just, and wrongfully so, and I shouldn't have because I know human nature, but I kind of thought, you know, you got right with God in prison, and you were laying there in bed in prison, say, oh, well, you know, I'm gonna turn my scars into stars.
Oh, my goodness.
And
no,
I thank you, God, for being here.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. But
it was hard.
The pain is real.
Yeah.
But so is the grace. But it was a process. And when I began to really embrace the process and not looking for that instant gratification or that instant healing, and I began to embrace the process of the pruning that is must take place, mm-hmm. and then embracing the thorn in the flesh to where it no longer hindered me from growing, but it empowered me to grow, the thorn in the flesh, because I'm pleading, I'm begging, I'm quoting scripture, I'm running with the name it, claim it, pastors and everything throughout my journey, you know, and but I had to grow up and learn that.
See, Ron, yeah. I just personally came through the book of Job again in my personal devotions, and I can't tell you how many times I've read the book of Job, but this time, the thing that just jumped off the page at me was Job struggled.
Mm.
It wasn't just, though the Lord slay me, you know, he struggled.
It's a struggle.
He struggled. It wasn't just, hey, you know, I lost my kids. My wife wants me to curse God and die. I am sick. I got these boils. But I'm just going to praise God.
Oh, no.
He did praise God, but he struggled, and, Ron.
Yeah. You know, I think of John the Baptist. People forget, you know, when he went to jail, he went to prison for a crime he didn't commit when they locked him up. But there was something he said when they left him. He said, hey, when they came to talk to him, see if it was John the Baptist, I think it was John or Peter or somebody came mm-hmm, to him. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, when you go back to Jesus, tell him don't forget about me. You know, don't forget about me. I still want out. I'm not looking to make a life here. I want to go out. And yeah. I think every day when I'm walking the yard and every day when I'm pleading, okay, Lord, is this the day? And then when you go to lay down and it's not the day, you got to come to terms with that. You got to come to grips with that. Today is another day when I'm not going to be with Kathy. I'm not going to be with Blake. And you have to come to grips with it every day. And every day is a day of hope.
Mm-hmm.
But then then that night when you hear that, when you hear that gate and it didn't happen. And you got to say, okay, Lord, wake me up, and guess what? I'm going to beg again. I'm going to plead, Lord, is today the day? Do I get to graduate from this grade? Do I get to go to the next level of life in the next chapter? Or am I still in the same chapter, Lord? When do we turn a page?
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, the pages were turned because I went through 7 prisons in the 15 years I was incarcerated. And each prison was a different school, was a different learning process, something I had to learn and embrace and really accept. That part of my growth, and I mean, it was ugly. It was scary. It was because death was all around me. You talk about a pit of perversions mm-hmm. inside of a penitentiary. You got murderers, rapists, Bloods, Crips, Lanky, all this mentality of self-entitlement and this demonic presence in an atmosphere that you better have the blood of Jesus and full armor of God, or you become what you are. You become where you're at.
Mm.
Because if you're not prayed up, you get eaten up. And that's out here. Out here, we got to be prayed up because nobody wants to hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
They want to hear about Netflix. They want to hear about this instant gratification type stuff. So guess what? We got to be Jesus. And that's what my growth was all about in prison. Don't tell them about me. Be me. They will know you're a Christian by your love.
Yeah. We're talking with Ron Tiarina. Ron and Kathy have founded the Ridge Project. Check it out, folks, theridgeproject.com. We'll get to the big gala coming up. Theridgeproject.com. Check it out. They are worthy of your prayers, they're worthy of your support. Theridgeproject.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I can spend hours with this guy, Ron Tiarina with the Ridge Project. I love this guy and his wife, Kathy, and what God has done and continues to do in them, through them, and around them. Talk about miracles. Miracles. What is the percentage of couples who their marriages last through prison?
Oh, man. I'm going to say.
Was it about?
Well, after they get out of prison,
yeah.
Only 3% stay together.
3% stay together after prison.
Yep. And we are one of the 3%. And you know, people think that this was easy. It's not easy. This takes hard work.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, Bob, this is learned behavior. You know, when people get married, they go in there with no intelligence about what it means to really work together as a couple. Mm-hmm. And we just wing it. You know, the sex is great at the beginning, but then life hits you with reality. It's time to pay the bills. It's time to make a home. But real men don't play house. We build them. And in order to get to that place, you have to be raised up, taught how to build a house. And we just basically wing it when we're 20 years old, 21. You know, we're not ready to really settle down.
All right, let's talk about the Ridge Gala. How many years is this now?
This is going to be our 20-year anniversary.
20-year anniversary?
Yes.
Of the Ridge Project.
My
goodness,
amen.
Ron. How is that possible?
You know what? That's amazing. With God, all things are possible, because in and of ourselves, we couldn't have done this.
Yeah. It's going to be up in Cleveland this year. Sometimes you've had it in Columbus, Mansfield, up in Cleveland at the Tudor Arms Hotel in Cleveland. And you can get your tickets at theridgeproject.com, correct?
Yes, yes.
Theridgeproject.com. It's Thursday night, April 2nd. All right?
Yes.
Tickets are $75, and the speaker is
Dr. Ron Archer.
Two years in a row.
This is the first time we've ever had somebody come back.
Nobody does to the speaker for a banquet 2 years in a row.
But you know what? They said, bring him back. We're going to bring other people to hear him. And because he not only brings a word of freedom, but of deliverance.
Well, I was there last year. Yeah. I had never heard of Ron Archer.
Yeah.
Never. And I introduced him. I was the MC of the banquet. Mm-hmm. I introduced him, sat back. And Ron, I have heard thousands of people speak in my years of ministry and so forth. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone more powerful than Ron Archer.
Yeah, he is. He is
just
an anointed
goodness.
Man of God.
He is a miracle.
Yeah.
He is an absolute miracle of God.
Yep.
So it's the Let's Go Change the World is the theme for the banquet. It's April 2nd. And, Ron, I wish I could be there this year. I've been at most of them, but I can't this year.
Been to all of them.
Have I?
Have I been to all of them? Been to all of them.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm going to miss this one. Anyway, you can get your tickets at theridgeproject.com. It's coming up on April 2nd. You will not be sorry. Mm. I realize that most of you will have to drive away because it's up in Cleveland. I promise you, you will not be sorry. Ron, give me the 2-minute summary. What is the Ridge Project? Mm. For those in our listening audience that are not familiar with the Ridge.
The Ridge Project is a place of hope where it can actually empower a family to live what they were created to be. Created to do, where they can not only dream, but build and create. We're talking about creating a family, a legacy that will outlast mom and dad. You know, there's a scriptures where it talks about how old Moses was when he passed away, and Enoch and all these patriarchs, you know, they lived to be 900 and some odd years old. One of my theories behind that is when you create a legacy that the Ridge Project helps families do, that's how you live to be 900, 1,000 years old, because you will always be in the hearts and minds of the people behind you. And that's what the Ridge Project does, to help families create that legacy that will outlast them for generations to come. And that's, my friend, is what the Ridge Project is about, creating that forever lasting legacy in that family.
How many prisons are you working in now?
Currently, I think we're in 13 altogether.
13 prisons?
Out of 28 in Ohio.
All right, 13 out of 28, and you've expanded to some other states as well.
We are in 14 states, and next month we begin our 15th state with Angola State Prison in Louisiana, and we're in four countries.
Angola. One of the toughest prisons in America.
Yes, but again, a place where people, too, could be delivered.
Yeah. Now, the training outside, when prisoners get out, you don't just say, trust Jesus, and you help them.
We not only hold their hand and kick their butt, but we help them. We get in their face, and we say, okay, it's time. Now, all that stuff you've been learning in prison that you've been practicing in your mind, and it's all theory, now we're going to put it in practicality. We're going to help you and walk you through it to make sure that everything you've been thinking about and dreaming about, now let's put it into work, and let's see if it works. And if it doesn't work, then we'll pivot, and we'll find the path that will help bring success in your journey. Because this is a lifelong process. We are all on this continuous improvement plan, right? And as we're all, and everybody needs somebody. I need a cheerleader. I praise God for Kathy, right? And so we want to be the cheerleader in people's lives where we can cheer them on when they're successful and help them up when they slip and fall. Because we all have fall short of the glory of God. We're all but filthy rags. But guess what? We can all be cleansed and washed and renewed each and every day.
So you're a prison ministry. But you're much, much more than that.
Right. We have an adult division that helps the guys in prison. We help the youth. We have a youth department. We have the adult division. And we have workforce development. We work with companies that have high turnovers. We work with men who maybe never been in prison, but haven't been able to hold a job down. And they come through our program, which is called Tyro. Tyro is a Latin word which means apprentice, novice, someone learning something new, a warrior. And we instill in them and pull out of them what's already there on what does it mean to be a man or a woman of good character, somebody worth following.
Yeah, well, it's the Ridge Project. And again, the website is theridgeproject.com. Whether you go to the gala or not up in Cleveland, get acquainted with the Ridge Project. Read Ron and Kathy's story. It will bless your heart. They are miracles of God, providing the truth that brings about other miracles in other individuals and couples. TheRidgeProject.com. And again, you can get your tickets for the big gala. Ron Archer is the keynote speaker. It is worth the drive to Cleveland just to hear Ron Archer. Again, the website is TheRidgeProject.com. Check it out. Go to the gala, and Ron, I know my audience, and I know that you have some brand new prayer warriors today after they've heard your story.
Wonderful.
And they're going to go to theridgeproject.com, check you out, and begin praying for you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. We must take our bottom of the hour break, but check them out, theridgeproject.com. Ron, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. All right, we'll be right back.